This is Jeff Alpin, Big Game Hunter. Welcome to Job Search Radio.
Are you looking for a new job or interested in leveling up? Job Search Radio is your go-to resource for insider tips on job hunting and growing your career. Here's your host, Jeff Altman.
Hi, this is Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, and welcome to Job Search Radio. You know, people often find job hunting out of state, away from their home area, one of the toughest things to do. And you know, there are things that employers have started looking for people to do as part of the search that involves them spending money. And I know no one likes to spend it unnecessarily. So I have a show here about finding the best way to job hunt out of state when you don't want to spend a lot of money. Hope you find it helpful. And if you do, please give Job Search Radio 5 stars in iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever. It helps other people discover the show. Now, with that, let's get going, huh? The question is, you know, I'm interested in a job out of state. I don't have a lot of connections there. I don't want to rack up a lot of costs. Don't want to spend a lot of money. How do I go about doing this? So I'll use the example of New York and California because it becomes an obvious thing. So you live in New York, you want to move to California. How do you go about doing this? Here's the two prongs that you have to work with. And I want to attack the one about no connections. Number one is you start building your connections because the job search, as you know, is not going to be instantaneous. It's going to take time to do it. So you start building your connections on LinkedIn. You start working and developing relationships with people in order for them to know, like, and trust you. I want to repeat that. You want to build relationships with people so that they know, like, and trust you, and are willing to refer you to opportunities. How do you go about doing that? LinkedIn is an obvious example. Facebook is another. Twitter is a third. All the social network sites are designed to help you build relationships. Find people who work at organizations that you want to work for and start networking with them, developing their, building their trust in you and your abilities, building the relationship with them. Don't just simply connect with them and then say, "Hey, I'm looking for a job." You know, who's going to refer you under those circumstances? Would you refer you? Of course not. So, you know, this is about relationship building, and that's going to take some time, but your search is going to take some time. So let's not kid ourselves. Start doing that immediately. Second thing to do is start contacting search firms, recruiters, you know, contingency and executive recruiters, if you're at that level, that can help you with introductions. Now, if they want you to fly out on your own dime to meet with them, simply suggest a Skype or a FaceTime conversation where the two of you can get connected with one another and they can evaluate and assess you from an interview perspective. For the purposes of contacting them, look for firms that seem to be specialized in your area. Yes, you can apply for ads, but more importantly, look for search firms that appear to be doing significant work in your area, who thus have relationships that could benefit you. You can find those out by looking at their websites. You can find them out by seeing what ads they're running, a whole host of different things that will allow you to develop some reconnaissance and reach out to search firms and be interviewed with them by Skype, so that this way they get a sense of you and your personality, so that you're not just jumping on the next plane because they've got a bad interview for you. You want to be evaluating them as much as you want to let them evaluate you. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. I hope you learned something from it as well. And if you did, come over to JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. There's a lot there that you can watch, listen to, or read that's going to help you find work more quickly. In addition, you can ask me questions, get answers from other people as well. There's a lot there that will help you with your search. Monthly or quarterly membership, come on over and join. I look forward to helping you. Hope to see you here soon. Have a great day. Take care.
If you would like to have Jeff give you advice about your job search, you'll love jobsearchcoachinghq.com. This site has all of Jeff's books and guides to job hunting available free. The ability to have Jeff answer your questions, plus podcasts and videos that'll help you with all the different parts of a job search, including writing a winning resume and cover letter, great answers to interview questions, how to negotiate effectively, whether you want an easy way or want to get tough, plus a community of people like you who you can get advice from. The site again is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's jobsearchcoachinghq.com.